to call a large wooden vessel that's about that big, and it's open at the top, and it has a handle, and you can carry water or milk in it?
Pail.
Okay. If it's made out of metal, do you still call it the same thing?
Yeah, I guess you would.
Do you ever call it a bucket?
Oh, yeah, water bucket. Yeah, sure.
Is that out of wood?
No, it's not out of wood. I use that word.
Is it made out of wood?
Some of them is, some of them not.
Okay, what about the thing that you use in the kitchen to wipe? It's a heavy iron thing, you put it
skillet.
On.
Skillet?
Yeah.
To fry meat and stuff like that in?
Uh-huh.
Skillet, I guess, that's what we called them when I was coming up.
Had you ever heard it called spider?
Yeah, spider. Or skillet, either one.
And what about the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
And if you have a spigot on a barrel, is it called the same thing?
Faucet. Faucet on a barrel.
Okay, how about if it's out in the yard?
You mean, let's see. That would be a spigot, I reckon. Well, I know. Or faucet, either one. Most of the faucets want to put in kegs or barrels.
Okay. And when you buy some food at the store, what do they put it in for you to carry it home?
What do they put it in?
Mm-hmm.
Paper bags.
Okay. What about a large bag? Oh, pretty big, that could be, made out of loosely woven cloth. You might carry 100 pounds of seed or soft potatoes or...
Crocus bag?
Yeah, that's
crocus bag, crocus bag. It's hemp, and it's made out of hemp, that's what it's made out of.
Oh. Does it have other names too? Like burlap or...
Yeah, burlap.
Burlap
bag.
Okay, what do you call it? A little musical instrument that you put up to your mouth and you blow on.
Mouth harp. Mouth organ or mouth harp.
Can you play one?
No, I can't play one.
How about a musical instrument made out of metal that you put up to your teeth and you...
That's,
Mr. Reedfield.
Juice harp.
I tried one of those once, but I didn't get it.
I couldn't either. I've tried them, but I couldn't go.
What
about a piece of playground equipment that has it's balanced in the middle and goes up and down like that, with a child on each end?
That's a seesaw horse.
Okay. How about a homemade merry-go-round? Does it have another name?
Not that I don't know right now.
Okay, did you ever play on a Flying Dutchman or Flying Jenny or Flying Billy?
No, I didn't.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that you sharpen knives?
Whip rock.
Number one, Emanuel County, number one.
And if you have too many people spending the night at your house and you have to make a bed, what kind of a bed do you call that?
A pallet, I guess, what you could call it.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Uh-huh. And what do you call low ground in a river valley?
Low ground in a river valley.
You might not have a name for it, I don't know.
I don't recall.
Okay.
Unless it's a pond.
Okay, what do you call land around the river, bottom land, or... interval?
Well, you would in the lowest spots.
Oh.
That
would be...
Hmm?
What would that be?
Well, that'd be, I'd call it a pond.
Okay, Douglas.
UND pond.
Okay. And would you just name several kinds of roads, depending on what they're made out of?
Roads.
Roads, like...
Streets.
Uh-huh.
Blacktop, gravel.